Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, happy Sunday, hello, hello. This is Sunday, December 16th, 2018. This is the Abracadabra Show, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay and I'm your host. I'm a spiritual mentor and empowerment speaker for women who are ready and desire to reclaim their power. Not power over somebody, but power that is in you. Something that may have been forgotten because of different past traumatic events, relationship ending, toxicity in relationship, and many times you lose focus, especially in this massive energetic transition of from masculine to the feminine, and really an expansion of what is here with women, what is happening. And so it can especially after a relationship, it can be very difficult and very confusing and very easy to lose focus, on what is important and what is here for you. So here in the program, we go over things that have to do with relationship, with communications, with how to look at ourselves in relation to ourselves when we are in a certain situation. How do we respond? How do we react? And I welcome any comment, call, if you have any question, please call me. Today, however, it is a pre-recorded program, so we cannot do that, but you can post questions on my Facebook at facebook.com/bodysoulsound, and I will return to you over there. And so we're looking at different ways to expand our consciousness, to bring our place of awareness to an expansive state and free as much as possible from what has been holding us, in our old stories, in our old patterns, in our old fears, in what we think that will happen that actually didn't happen. So all this in what we do here today. And but before, I want to start with a daily prayer or choice. And it is to love. Well, I start with the Hebrew first, as I always do. Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment or an utterance of love your friend, your neighbor, your partner, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And the focus is first on us, first on you, first to pay attention to you. What nourishes you? What are you getting out of anything and everything that you do or don't do? Or how do you see what is happening around you? How does that affect you? And when something affects you, how beneficial it is for you? How beneficial is it for you? When something affects you, is it affecting you because an attachment that you have to something, or because a guilt or shame that is a very valid point when you're going through what you're going through? A painful event, a traumatic event, a divorce, a separation, losing a job. And so, but the first thing is really to focus on you. What brings joy to your presence? Do you get up in the morning and say, oh, I don't want to do this again? I don't want to go here, I don't want to do this work, I don't want to do this job, or I don't want to be in this place, or any kind of, you went to bed when you were arguing with your partner. And there is a sentence that King Solomon said, never let the sun go down on your problems. Meaning that if you have an argument, you know, you come from work, either of you, a man, a woman, it doesn't matter. It's really you come from work and you come from the outside and you're going out and you're having some kind of a disagreement with your partner. And it takes time sometimes to realize that you are in that place, that you are in a triggered place, in a place that only cultivates negative energies and negative actions or thoughts. And you go, you come home, and really you don't talk about this. And really to allow unresolved issues, especially with your partner, to remain unresolved and to go to sleep that way, that is the beginning of creating a dent in the relationship. Because now things are going by and the metal, so to speak, is hardening and becoming cold from the time of the event. And you go in the morning, then you go to work, you say, yes, we want to talk about this. And yes, things need to be talked about many times because you can't just let things go and hope that they won't come again, because they will if you don't deal with them. But it is the initial charge, the disagreement. Maybe you feel negative thoughts towards that person with you, or you can't stand the person because of what happened. Try to resolve everything before you go to bed, before you let the sun go down. Because from a Kabbalistic standpoint, really what is happening, because we have four levels to our soul. Actually, we have five, but the four are here. When we go to sleep, certain things are happening. Certain parts leave the body, certain parts stay in the body. And it creates different weighted spiritual knots that may be felt later. And of course, whatever is inside, whatever is happening inside, will be reflected on the outside. It's like the sentence, healthy spirit in a healthy body. When your spirit is healthy, when we're nurturing our soul, our spirit, the real food for the soul, then our body is healthy. And many times what we experience on a physical level as far as sickness or disease is for the most part coming from an unhealthy relationship between you and you, between us to us. So first of all, it is to us. It is to put the attention in us, to love ourselves, to express the love to ourselves, to come from a place of compassion, of kindness. And then we can reflect it on the other side, on the person that is in front of us. Now, the second part of this sentence, as it says in Hebrew, is love to or for your neighbor. Not, as it says in English, love yourself as you love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because it can be very difficult. You have to be in a very high spiritual place and understanding to be able to be in that place in a constant fashion. But what drives us, what can drive us to feel love and connection and bonding is when we wish the best that we wish for ourselves, we wish it for the other, we wish it for our partner, we wish it for our neighbor. I wish for you to have what you have and you deserve it. This is great. And when we give these compliments and recognize and wish and create this energetic flow towards that person, and send abundance to that person, we're actually creating a reverse effect back to us, because this is what we emit. And as long as we are authentic, it is going to hold. And not just is going to hold, it's going to come back. It's going to come back for you and come back to you. And so wishing for the other person the best and wishing for the other person the most joyous of experiences is giving, expressing love to your friend, love to your partner. Also, if the person is going through tough time, it's wishing for that person what you would wish for you during this, if God forbid you would go through during this time. This, I'm talking about a hard time, because this is really bottom line where it is measured, how the person that is with you is really with you. And when you invest in the other person, that's where love is being developed, when there is the investment in the other side. This is from a speech that Rabbi Tabersky was talking about. It was something very interesting, and we mentioned it way in the beginning, but it's really appropriate now. Again, you know, people come together. You meet somebody, you date. I don't like to use the word dating, but that's my personal preference. But you meet somebody and you fall in love, and you are in the space of love, in the space of giving, which is really, by the way, the ultimate and the really natural state for us to be in. When you say somebody falls in love, what is falling in love? Or being in love. You are being, your being is present inside the state of love. And the state of love is giving, is the compassion, is the expressing, the giving without the desire or the need, the nefesh need, the animalistic soul level need of give me back. I'm giving you in order to receive. No, this is the space where when you've experienced that, because I know you've experienced that to a certain degree, and so when you are in that space, there is the desire to give without the need to receive, and there is the sense and feeling of expansion. So this is wonderful. This is really the space where we ultimately are talking about being in, expanding our consciousness, understanding how things work, mapping our experience. And so when you are in that state, when a couple meets and are in that state, there is usually the sentence, oh, I'm going to give to that person because I love that person. I'm going to give that person because I love that person. How can, it's interesting how, you know, we're going through a lifetime of experiences trying to love ourselves, and it's very easy for us to throw this, I love you, you know, but depends where it's coming from. I'm not talking about the deep level connection here at this point. I'm talking about the initial infatuation, meeting, coming together, allowing a lot of emotional overload, if you will. And so, however, the other side is actually the correct one. It's when you give somebody and you invest in somebody, the love grows. And so, because what is happening in the first stage, I give you because I love you. So the question is, does that person really love the person that they're giving to? So let's say a man and a woman meet. And the woman says, okay, I want to give you because I love you. Or she says it to herself. But there is this sentence of this this place of, I love you because you make me feel A, B, C, or D. I love you because I feel so great when I'm with you. Or I love you because it helps me here and there. So it's constantly how that person is fitting in how you feel. For example, the known story of, does the fisherman loves the fish? Well, if the fisherman really loved the fish, they wouldn't take the fish out, cut it, and cook it. And the reason they take it out and cut it and cook it is because it tastes good to the fisherman. So he takes the fish out from its natural habitat because it feels good to him. Well, this is many times when we meet, there are these stages where it makes me feel good, so I want to be, and it's a natural state. But many times it could not last because it is based on these emotional, temporary emotional states, because they are fickle. We are not our emotions. We are not our thoughts. What I felt or what I thought about somebody else or about myself 2 years ago is not the same what I think or feel about now. And so it is when there is an investment that now you start recognizing yourself in the other person because you gave the other person. Now you're really starting to love that person from a place, from an authentic place. And so it starts with us. It starts with us, with the love to ourselves, and then the love to the person. So when you feel this feeling of expansion within you, regardless, not tied to anybody that may be near you, just for you, just by acknowledging, just by saying thank you for what is here, then that state of expansiveness brings everything like a domino effect, like the momentum of dropping dominoes, and then everything opens up. And this past week and weeks, there has been tremendous shifts, a lot of transitions, a lot of shifts. What happens elsewhere happens here as well. As it is above, so it is below. We are here, and we went through a lot of shifts, a lot of changes, retrogrades, and now we're coming into a wonderful time. And right after Hanukkah, the festivities of light that just was just happened last week. And talking about the meaning of Hanukkah, that Hanukkah, we are just like each one of these candles. We are the light, the little light that is in us. The little light that is in us, that this flame in us is so powerful. It's so powerful and it's so small. And that little amount of light, little flame that we have in us, evaporates the darkness and brings renewal back to our lives and new things and new opportunities. And so before we go into that, let's listen to this.
באמצע החיים היו לי כמה אירועים, לאן כולם ממהרים ואם ישנם מאושרים, עוטפים אחרי הכלום וקצת קשה לנו לקום, הזמן עובר והנה אמצע החיים. באמצע החיים היו לי כמה יסוסים, האם בזבזתי את הזמן, לאן אנחנו ממשיכים? רוצה להתרגש ולחבק את הילדים ולהגיד תודה, כולנו אנשים. אולי עשינו טוב, אולי טעינו בבחירות, למדנו גם לכאוב והתעקשנו לאהוב כך או כך או כך אותך אני אוהב כך או כך או כך אותך אני אוהב באמצע החיים כבר לא מרגיש עוד מאחור הרווחתי נחת בכאב והשיער יותר אפור מוכן למחילה להתפשר כבר לא כללה כנראה שככה זה מאמצע החיים אולי עשינו טוב אולי טעינו בבחירות למדנו גם לכאוב והתעקשנו לאהוב כך או כך או כך אותך אני אוהב אולי עשינו טוב אולי טעינו בבחירות למדנו גם לכאוב והתעקשנו לאהוב כך או כך או כך אותך אני אוהב כך או כך או כך אולי כשתסתכלי עליי, אולי הפעם אולי תראי בחור זקן ממשחקים הזמן לימד אותי שאהבה זה לא רק טעם זו עבודה, זה קצת ריצה למרחקים אולי עשינו טוב, אולי טעינו בבחירות למדנו גם לכאוב והתעקשנו לאהוב כך או כך או כך אותך אני אוהב כך או כך או כך אותך אני
This was wonderful, Rotem Cohen, words by Rotem Cohen and music by Tal Segev. In the middle of the life, that's really what the song is about, where we realize the things that we need to let go and things that are not serving us anymore. So this past week, we ended the holiday of Hanukkah, the holiday of light, light that wins, that overpowers, not because it tries to, just because it is darkness, overpowers darkness. And just little light, just the candle light, which is a very small flame, but this is the small flame in each one of us. The flame in you that is deep down and ready to burst, ready to bloom, ready to show your beauty to the world. And that is from the first love to yourself. And this flame that comes up and bubbles in you. But you want to do what you want to do, and you're finding your voice. You're finding your voice to express all that. That little flame is enough to evaporate all darkness, all those little places that in you, in each one of us that hold us back, and that these are fears, these are doubts, self-doubts. Self-worth and self-trust even, following different events that happen in our lives that create this filter of darkness with all kind of shades and colors and dark colors that put limits on how we express what we how we experience what we're experiencing. Are we allowing ourselves to think beyond the box or be free within the box? So you are free to roam around within those fears and structures and not experiencing things because you are not familiar with them. And so all these are walls that are building up around us. And soon enough, we find ourselves with these enormous amount of blockade that is between us and the experience, between us and the person in front of us. There's all this wall of filters and fears. And so this little light that is in us, this flame, that power that we have, that is unattached to any of these fears or wall that we've created externally, that are affected from external situations, this light can evaporate everything. And believing in your power, believing in that which you received to show your beauty to the world, that is the activation. When you believe it, you're activating it. When you believe it, it becomes real. And when you say it, you are manifesting it. When you say where you want to go, where you want to go, when you say where you want to be, when you say who you want to be with, then you're activating that and everything else dissipates. So, not coincidentally, this holiday falls, or should I say everything else falls around this, time of shifts, time of change, because the light is creating a change and transformation is happening. And so everything also, astrologically, we're moving into Sagittarius. Actually, we already have Sun, Jupiter, Mercury, and out of retrograde. And that's usually in communications. So if things happen in the recent weeks, experience issues with communications, transitions, Mercury was in retrograde, so there's a lot of communication issues. And if we're not aware of these things, we do things or say things that cultivate that which we don't want to happen. And it's arguments and all these kind of things. So this is what Sagittarius is about. It's about shift. It's about the transformation. It's about the moving, passing these hurdles and just transforming. And so the same thing with Hanukkah. Hanukkah was a holiday of renewal, coming to a place of seeing how that which didn't serve us, like up until now we've been working on what doesn't serve us and identifying and going into all these shadows and places and learning to identify what doesn't serve us anymore in any situation, especially in relationships. Well, relationships, I'm talking about a personal relationship, but relationships it's all about. It's work, any kind of business scenarios, personal. There's a lot of shifts, a lot of transformations. And so Hanukkah was about this transformation, about finding your voice and what came up in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, really, for me personally and also around me. It was really being authentic and talking your truth. Your throat chakra, the throat chakra opening. And the opening doesn't happen once. You know, somebody may say, well, you know, I opened this chakra one time. Do I have to keep opening it? It's open. Yes, it's open. And there are different levels because we are in different levels of experience. where we were 5 years ago and we went through some kind of a transformation 5 years ago, it was relevant to 5 years ago. Now we are repeating in a spiral with time and events, but in different intensity. Why different intensity? Because we went through all that we've been through in the past few years or in any period of time where before we go into transformation. So there is a different level of opening. So there is a different level of understanding. There are different levels of breakthroughs, that the breakthroughs and understanding that we have today wouldn't be an instrument of receiving 5 years ago or 3 years ago or a week ago, or it's just in the past or in a different place on the scale. So we're going through these things again with a different set of tools. So now we are ready to release what doesn't serve us at this point in time or point in our journey. And if and when we will exhaust where we are now, then it will be time to let go of this stage, of this level of consciousness, level of understanding, and move on to the next level. But now we are here. And just like we released what doesn't serve us anymore now and are in transformation mode and manifestation mode, then we let go of the previous stage and the previous things that came with that stage. However, letting go, this is the other thing I wanted to talk about. Letting go, when we talk about let go of a scenario, let go of a person, let go of time, of experiences, letting go of the charge or anger or things that we still carry with us. So is it possible really to let go in the sense of you let it go and it doesn't enter your presence anymore? I don't know. I don't believe so. I don't think so. Because it is a part of us. You know, it is a part of our experience. We collect memories. And yes, we can shift our way of relating to these events in a different way. But we don't really let go. What is really happening is we are shifting our relation to that event. We are taking that event and experience, and we're integrating it in our next step. It's like an all-inclusive. Every time, it's like a bag that you fill up along the way, and you carry it with you. So you are carrying it with you, and then the physical weight of it is what we're letting it go. We're letting go of our physical attachment. We're letting go of our physical attachment and our this physical realm attachment. We're letting go of these attachments, of these pains, of these stories that are holding us back. We're letting go of the associations that we have to these events. I remember when I went through my divorce, and I was going, and I would fly from Boston to Kansas City to visit with my children. every time that the plane would just fly above the state or start descending, I would have these enormous discomforts in my stomach, because it was the association and the pain, and the, at that time, not dealing with the events and where did they come from. And the time I was in a completely different, was in my 20s, it was a completely different place, but I was completely immersed in that, and that really affected my behavior and how I was. And so every time I would arrive to that place, I would have these very intense feelings and experiences. And it was like this for many years, also after they've moved to Kansas City and moved to LA, and I would still go there because of different reasons. But every time I would get there, I would have this reaction. Until later on, I realized that it was the association that caused the pain. And as you know, as I went through, I realized that association, and that went away, and it just became a memory, a place that I've been in, and I was able by removing these negative attachments that were part of a process that I at that time did not have the tools to handle. When that was released, I was able to see the beauty in the place as a place and be open to other experiences that were enriching on their own, that I couldn't have gotten to these places and to these experiences if I wouldn't have let go of the attachments that I have to these to this place. So when we let go, lighting the light, lighting our fire, lighting the flame, when we let go, we're actually releasing these attachments, because we realize, because when we come to a place of realizing the map and seeing the map, then we can release the attachments to these feelings, not identify with any of these emotions, and realize that really there are things that are in us that bother us, not on the outside. And so when you go through a separation or a divorce, and you're going against, you're standing in front of your ex-husband or ex-partner, and you find yourself that you are being in any negative space when it comes to that, and it's a practice, and this is the work that I do, that I work with on coming to this place of recognizing and mapping this experience, then you can come back to your focus, come back to see you as you are, without this wall of filters, without these attachments because of what happened in this court date or that event or something happened with the children and your ex, or these kind of events that are traumatic in nature. And if we don't pay attention to that, that will rule you. That will rule these events, these letters that you get from the attorney, or all of these exchanges that you may have with your ex. If it's still, and it's still there, and you are immersed in it, that will rule you, will take over your judgment, your good judgment, as far as what is the best for you and how the best for the situation can be achieved. And so, coming to this place of recognizing what doesn't serve you anymore, and allowing this to be on the side, this is a letting go, and now you're making place for something new. Now it's work. It's a process. It's not an overnight. It's not take a pill and you'll be fine. It's a process, and we're going through what we're going through because we have to go through what we have to go through. It's like one of those video games where in order to come to the next step, I have to collect certain pieces on this level and then be able to move forward. Then be able to move to the next level. And so this place of recognizing what doesn't serve you and be truthful to yourself, because you may not say something because you think that the other person will react in a certain way. So you may be fearful of saying one thing or the other. And when we are authentic to ourselves and say, regardless of what may happen, but we are truthful to yourself, then you may be surprised how actually you were in a movie that you've created in your head about what you think the situation would be. And sometimes, if you strongly believe in that and say that, that actually will manifest. So as we say, be careful what you wish for. You may get it. And so coming from this place of recognizing what doesn't serve you anymore, not necessarily letting go of somebody, but maybe, let's say you met somebody, and it started in a certain way. It started in a certain intensity. And you bring forth feelings that are truthful to you. And so maybe it is shifting your relationship with that person to a different kind of relationship. A relationship that is not based on an old story. And if both of you are open and recognize that the entire purpose is really the connection and really the growth, the self-growth, then you will not fall back into this pattern of, oh, if this is shifting, then goodbye, hasta la vista, and sayonara. No, but there is another possibility, right? Endless possibilities. Every situation brings us endless possibilities of where it can go. So you may say, okay, what is more important? The connection. All right, maybe things have to shift in order to preserve that authentic connection. And so the relation to the relationship, the relation to the person is shifting. And your experience is now turning into a new experience. And that can happen only with both of you. Both of you to make that shift happen, because it's like going up the steps, going like up a stairwell. First, the right leg goes up, and the left leg is being pulled, and then the left goes up, and the right is being pulled. If the right won't go up, then you won't go anywhere. So you can create a shift in the relationship to the place, in the relationship to the person, and still be able to enjoy and find a new meaning to what that person or that place is for you. And it's an exercise to see how you are expanding, how you are shifting, how your understandings are not based on old stories, on fears, on part of this wall that is separating you and the person that is in front of you. So with that, we are coming to an end, and we'll listen to this next tune. And with this, I wish for you the wonderful experience of transformation, and for you to take every opportunity to create something new, something that nourishes you and brings you light, so you can love you and express love to others. Have a wonderful week. Visit me on my site, bodysoulsound.com and facebook.com/bodysoulsound. Have a wonderful week. Make it magic. Leitot.
ושוב אותו סיפור שבת, בלבדות עדי עוד חורף, ושוב אותו ניגון שלך נותן לך נשיקה בעורף. אני קורא לך, קורא לך, לא מפחיד איתך אותו דבר. אני אומר לך, אומר לך, ושר נשבע לכם כמוני מאושר. גם אם זה לא נראה לך, יש כמוני לא בדיוק אותו דבר. תודי שאני קצת יפה לך, כל כך יפה לך, לוחש לך. כמה טוב אותו דבר.
Un sábado más sin ti, el corazón se te habrá congelado. Otro invierno y tú no estás. Los días y las noches se han multiplicado. Sé que el tiempo congela los sentimientos que son como el agua. Y en mis sueños tu foto frisada. Nunca te olvides de aquel beso. Esa sonrisita no se borrará. Cada segundo eres más bella. Y esa mirada traviesa jamás mi memoria no la borrará.
ושוב אותו חיוך נמרח, יפה שזה עושה רחורת. תזמיני לי חיבוק חזק, מתוק כזה יחזיק לי חודש. אני קורא לך, קורא לך, לא מפחיד איתך אותו דבר. אני אומר לך, אומר לך, ושר נשבע לכם כמוני מאושר. כמוני לא בדיוק אותו דבר.
כל סגונדו אירס מס בלה.
כל כך יפה לך, קורא לך, לא מפחיד איתך אותו דבר. אני אומר לך, אני אומר לך, ושר כמה טוב אותו דבר.
מי ממוריה לא לבוררה,
לא בלה כמו אל אגוה.
Memoria no la borrará,
mi memoria bella, bella, como el agua, como el agua.
Listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak with Elon Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.